Hello. So, I live in New York City, and I've been here for over 10 years, coming from Europe, and I haven't gotten anywhere in since 10 years. I don't really have a stability, you know, so people in New York, when they see something that stands out, I'm not talking about what's popular, I'm talking about really standing out, you know, something unique, something, you know, especially going against the norms, you know. I'm not talking about categories with tattoos or blue hair or stretched earlobes or people with vulgar people, you know, that just are ignorant and think they're brave because they don't respect fear. All I see in New York City for the population that is not allowed to procreate, to join the feminine bloodlines, because there's exclusion of the masculine bloodlines, and it's all a battlefield. It's all a battlefield in New York. I feel like it's a battlefield, you know. I'm fighting, you know, but I'm happy that I'm doing this because it facilitates growth for me psychologically and in every way, you know. So, you know, the trick is to survive, you know, and sharpens the swords, you know. You should be thankful for your enemies because they define who you are, who you don't want to be, and they refine you. And as a Gemini ascendant, I have a lot of enemies. And as a, you know, because I have Scorpio in the sixth house. And I have also Mars in the sixth house. So, you know, that is self-evident, you know. As you can see, this is the first time I'm recording and I don't have a script. I'm doing this at the top of my head. The funny thing is that there's a lot of good things that happen to me as well. That, for example, even though I didn't really get anywhere in a social manner, in the societal social manner, I personal growth is what really you know, what I was able to gather was personal growth, and that's important because I acquired certain attributes and certain connections, which I will go into further in the next in future segments. That is a victory that can't be beaten, you know. It's I think it's personally probably it's destiny, because it's probably my my birth chart, that my astrological birth chart, the reason why this is, but it's possible that there's like different stages of manipulating the your future through your actions. So maybe there's like 4 stages or 5 stages of directions you can take that can shift in every second, you know, but those stages can be weaker or stronger depending on the situation and on the direction you are taking. So yeah. You know, when I say that people don't have respect for fear, I'm saying that they don't have respect for their own fear. That means they don't have any self, shows that they don't have any self-respect for themselves. They don't have any respect for others, and they don't have respect for themselves because they don't know what could happen, you know? They just take it for granted that they're being protected by the law enforcement or something. They can be cheeky and do all kinds of funny body language and insulting body language or like a comment, say something, you know? Say something rude. All right, so what I mean with they don't have respect for fear is that they don't have respect. They don't respect that fear is a survival tool, because being modern is being detached from fear. That's the reward of being modern, you know. But in fear, there's a survival tool. And that just shows that they don't have self-respect. By showing their disrespect to others, shows that they don't have respect for themselves.